The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachos Daf Mem Hei. The Mishnah in Menachos Mem Hei and the Beis has a machlokes between Rav Akiva and Rav Shimon ben Anos of which part of the Shtei Alechem is ma'akev the other part. The Torah says that on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and you have a Beit HaMikdash, you should bring a carbon called the Shtei Alechem. The carbon of the Shtei Alechem is brought two loaves of bread that are brought together as a carbon with kvasim, with some keves, these types of sheep. And it's one big carbon of these two parts of the carbon together. So if the Akiva is of the opinion, HaLechem Ma'akves HaKvasim, Zein HaKvasim Ma'akven HaSalechem, that if you don't have the bread, you can't bring the kvasim. But if you don't have kvasim, if you don't have the animals, you could still bring the lechem. And Amar Shimon ben Anas, and there Shimon ben Anas disagrees, and he says it's the opposite. That if there's no kvasim, if you don't have the animals, then you can't bring the lechem. But even if you don't have the lechem, you could still nevertheless bring the kvasim. And Shimon ben Anas reasons as follows. Says the Shimon ben Anas, we find that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they brought the carbon of the Shtei Alechem without having lechem, without having bread. They only had the animals. They had lots of animals with them. They had the animals. They brought the animals. But they did not bring the part of the carbon that's the Shtei Alechem. So Rashi says, the reason why in the Midbar they did not bring, according to Shimon ben Anas, they did not bring lechem. So we don't have this Rashi, but Tosfos quotes Rashi that Rashi said the reason was because in the Midbar they didn't have bread, they didn't have wheat. When the Yidden were in the Midbar, they ate man. They were in a desert, a place where wheat cannot grow. And so naturally they didn't have wheat, so they could not bring the bread. But they had plenty of animals. And therefore animals, kvasim, the chelik of the carbon of kvasim, they were able to bring for the carbon, but they were not able to bring the lechem for the carbon. Tosfos asks on Rashi, how could Rashi say they didn't have any wheat and they were not able to make bread if the Gemara in Masechta Yuma says that there were goyim that would come to the Yidden in the Midbar and sell to the Yidden all different types of things. They would sell them different types of foods, and they would sell them wheat, and therefore they were able to bring a Shtei Alechem even in the Midbar, because they would be able to buy the wheat from the goyim. From the non-Jewish peddlers would come to the Yidden and sell all different wares, and one of them would be all different foods, and therefore they were able to buy wheat, and therefore the reason why, says Tosfos, the Yidden did not bring the Shtei Alechem in the Midbar cannot be because it was unavailable, but rather, says Tosfos, it's because there's a drasha that the chiyuv of bringing the lechem only begins once the Yidden enter Eretz Yisrael. That seems to be what Rashi, the Rashi that we have on the page, is also saying. Be that as it may, it comes out that both Rashi that Tosfos has and the Tosfos that asks on Rashi, both are of the opinion that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were in a place where it was not feasible to plant and grow. And any chitim that the Yidden had was only from what the peddlers would bring to them when they were in the Midbar. And the problem, the question that arises from this Rashi and Tosfos is that how does this coincide with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says that all the Aves Malachas of Shabbos, the 39 Malachas that are prohibited on Shabbos, that are Ovis Malachis, is because these were the Malachis that were done for the Mishkan, for either building the parts of the Mishkan, such as the Krashim and the Arin and the Shulchan, or building, making the Begodim, making the clothing of the Kohen Gadol and the other Kohanim, or for preparing the things that were brought in the Mishkan, such as growing wheat so that we could have menachis being brought. And the Rishalmi says the reason why we have the melach of Chayresh is an av melach is because in the Mishkan they would have to plow, or not necessarily for the wheat, the Rishalmi says they would have to plow to be able to plant some of the dyes. They had to plant to be able to grow some of these dyes that they dyed the wool with. And that's why Chayresh plowing is an av melach. So we see from the Yerushalmi that the place where the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were able to plant. They were able to grow things, and because of that, Chayresh plowing is an av melach. So how does the Yerushalmi coincide with Tosfos? Or how does Tosfos rather coincide? Rashi and Tosfos coincide with this Yerushalmi. So the Nishmas Adam says an answer. He says like this, that the Yerushalmi that says that they planted in the Midbar was talking about Midbar Sinai. Klal Yisrael were in different parts of the desert, or different deserts. At one point when they built the Mishkan, at the beginning of when they went into the Midbar out of Mitzrayim, and they went into the Midbar, they were by the Midbar Sinai, the Har Sinai. Says the Chochmas Adam, that in that part of the Midbar, or that Midbar, that desert, or that part of the desert, was vegetative, that they were able to plow and plant and grow things. It's only later when the Yidden went to the Midbar HaGadol that the Pasuk says on it, El Mekoyim Haro Hazeh Li Mekoyim Zera, the Ein of the Gather the Rimoin. Only when they traveled further and they went to the big desert, there it was a place that there was no vegetative life, and it was impossible to plow and to grow and to plant. The truth is that this Chochmas Adam is really found earlier in an earlier source, the Eben Ezra, in Sefer Amos, Perikei Pasichot Hey. He says very similarly. He says that if he's a Pashtos, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, the 40 years in the Midbar, they did not bring Karbonis. The only time the Yidden brought Karbonis was only when they were in Midbar Sinai, only when they were in that part of the desert there by Har Sinai, right after they built the Mishkan. But the rest of the time, they did not bring karbanis. And he says, with this, it's miyushav, with this, it's answered how they had wine. He was bothered how they had wine to bring nesachim. So he says, when they were by the Har Sinai, it was a place where they were able to plant. But once they traveled away from Har Sinai, it was a place that was impossible to plant. And therefore, there was no wine, there was no oil, there was no flour. And the Taka, says the Eben Ezra, would not bring Karbonis. So the Eben Ezra is saying something very similar to the Chochmas Adam, that there's a difference between the Midbar Sinai and the Midbar HaGadol. There were two different parts of the desert, or two deserts, and one part was possible to plant and grow, and the other part was not possible to plant and grow. However, it seems that there is a difference that the way that Eben Ezra goes would not fit to explain Rashi. Rashi is going that there was a place where they brought karbonis, where they brought the shtei alechem, but it was a place where they couldn't grow. They brought the kvasim, they brought the animals, but they could not bring the bread because it was a place where they couldn't grow. According to Eben Ezra, they just did not bring any karbonis during the later years when they traveled through the Midbar HaGadol. Now, the Minchas Chinuch, coming from another angle, the Minchas Chinuch, without even coming to the Rashi and Tosfos and Arasugya, the Minchas Chinuch asks on the Yerushalmi, how could the Yerushalmi say that the Yidden, when they were in the Midbar, they planted, and that's why they planted the Samimonim, and that's why we have the Moloch of Av, Moloch of Chayresh? How could it be? A desert is a place where you can't plant. So the Minchas Chinuch answers one answer that the Tosfos says that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, then they were able to plant and things would grow. Tosfos in Masechta Chulin, Peichas HaMedei says, it's a similar thing the Medrash Tanchuma says, Parashas Kedoshim, that part of the way the Be'er worked, part of one of the things the Be'er, you know that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, how did they have water? They had Be'er HaShel Miriam. They had a wellspring that Hashem made a nace, that a special wellspring that gave them water. So the Medrash Tanchuma says that every single Shevet made a special canal, a water canal, and they would bring it to their parts where they lived, and they would plant date trees, fig trees, the pomegranate trees, and they would make all different and fruits would grow very fast, just like it was in the beginning of the Briyas Ha'olam, and they were able to plant and grow things with the water that they had from Be'er Shel Miriam. So this would be another way how to explain to Yerushalmi how it's possible that when they were in the Midbar, they were able to have things that grew. A different way than the way we said from the Chochmat Adam. However, that Mahalak would not fit with the Rashi and Tosis that we have in our Sugya. The Minchas Chinuch says another answer to answer this kasha. How bechlal is it possible to plant in the Midbar, in the desert? So he says, and this way that the Minchas Chinuch answers would be another way how he could fit the Tosis and Rashi in our Sugya with the Yerushalmi. He says, you don't have to say, perhaps, the Yerushalmi does not mean that they actually planted or plowed in the Midbar, and that's why we have the Avmalach of Chayrish. You could say that in truth, the Yidden never planted and grew their own Samimonim. They could have bought the Samimonim from peddlers that came to them. And the Yerushalmi just means something that theoretically is necessary to be used to build a Mishkan is considered an Avmalach. In order to get and have Samimonim, somebody somewhere has to plow. So even though the way the Yidden actually built the Mishkan was without plowing because they got Samimonim from some other way, nevertheless, Chayrish, plowing is an Av Malacha since it's something that theoretically is intrinsically necessary for the building of the Mishkan, for the getting of the Samimonim, for the making of the Samimonim. Following this Mahalach of the Minchas Chinuch that perhaps it was impossible to plant in the Midbar. And so then, if so, the question is, how did they have oil for Menachos and Nesachim? How did they have flour? How did they have wine? How did they have oil to light the menorah in the Midbar? And the Pasuk in Parshas Truma says that the Yidden should bring all these things. The Pasuk says all the things that the Yidden should donate for the building of the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, Shemen Lamor, it should be Yidden should go and bring oil to light the menorah. How could the Yidden go and donate oil for the menorah? If we'll go like this, Teret of the Minchas Chinuch, that in, even in Midbar Sinai, even in the part of the Midbar that was by Har Sinai, was not possible to grow things. So to answer this, we have numerous Mahalchim. They're actually very interesting. It's a Targum Yoinis in Menuzio. In Chumash Shemois, Perek Lamehei Pasuk Ches, he says that the clouds, the Ananim, brought them Shemen Amor and Shemen HaMishcha from Kibi. He's referring to the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod, perhaps, brought them the Shemen Amor and the Shemen HaMishcha from Gan Eden. There's a Medrash in Shir HaShirim. Medrash Ram and Shir HaShirim says that the 40 years the Yidden were in the Midbar, they brought the wine from Nesachim, from that Eshkol that the Meraglim brought back from Eretz Yisroel when they went to Eretz Yisroel. There's a Chidah. In Sefer Nach HaKidumim Parshas Pekudah, he brings on Rabbeinu Ephraim, says that they, how do they have wheat for Menachos, and how do they have wheat for the Lechem HaPanim? So the Chidah says they use the Mon. The Mon would be like, would be able to be that context and that thing, it would be constitute like wheat. And from that, they brought the Karbonis during the Menachos and the Lechem HaPanim when they were in the Midbar. They used the Mon. And there's another Mahalach, and that will be the final pshat that I will mention in this year. The Ramban, in Parashat Tetzaveh, says a different pshat. The Ramban says that the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, they took oil and they took wine with them for the purpose of building the Mishkan. Just like Yaakov Avinu built the wood, the planted trees, and they took the wood out with them says Yaakov Avinu told them that he planted it for the Mishkan. He said they're going to build a Mishkan, and they knew about the Mishkan. So it's like they brought with them the trees that Yaakov Avinu planted for the building of the Krashim. So too they took out with them, when they left Mitzrayim, oil and wine to be able to bring for the Karbanis when they would later build the Mishkan.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.